And I'm going to fall asleep.
Everyone's sleeping already, that's why no one's here.
Okay, by a second. Since Hashanah literally right around the corner, maybe I thought we'll talk a little bit Yonai Hashanah, particularly Kiyas Shaifer. Particularly the Kiyas Demyushev and Kiyas Demum. The Gemara Hashanah says famously, Lama Taiken, Marie and Gishin Yeshvin, the Taiken, Marie and Gishin Haimdim. Why do we blow sitting down and standing up? Gemara said, Te Lar Vasasad. So Pasha Pshat, the Kiyas Demumid, and the Kiyas Demyushev, the Kiyas Gishin Yeshvin, that's the Kiyas before Musaf, and the Kiyas on Seyed Abrachas. That's Kiyas Demumim. We see the Baal Mar has a different pshat than that, as Moshe will tell us. The Shail is, everybody say, which is the Eker Kiyas? Is the first Kiyas that are the Eker, or the second Kiyas that are the Eker? Which are the ones that Al-Arab has sotted, and which are the Eker Kiyas? It's like this. The Chayra is Mechayg is Shaina. The Gemara asks, "Lama taken Maria Kishen Yeshvin? V'chayz v'taken Kishen Aimdim?" So the Ran explains that Kima Shasin Litkay Kishen Aimdim, that Kiyas Shal Say that Brachas Iker, says the Ran. Lama taken Maria Kishen Yeshvin? I mean, Iker Kiyas is on Say that Brachas by Musaf. So why are you blowing before? That's Gemara's kash. So what do we see from the Ran? That Iker Kiyas is on Say that Brachas, not the ones you're blowing before. Dr. Ran. Oh, so that's what he says. L'chayr, we should, if Iker Kiyas is on Seyed Abrachas, then we should, those should come first. That's Iker Kiyas. So he says, if we would do that, then people won't care about the second Kiyas. Ha'ar versus Sab. Because if first we do the Kiyas, the moment, which are Aseid HaBrachas, which is Iker Kiyas, then, and we do the ones after davening, everyone will just like Omri. Because that's only Arab Satan, Seder. You know, people aren't going to take it seriously. So, Meila, we have a captive audience. So, first we blow the Kiyas in Yoshua, which is Arab Satan, and then we blow the Iker Kiyas, Aseid HaBrachas. That's the Ran explained why we do it in that order. But it remains in the Ran that the Iker Kiyas, I'll say it our brachas. Now, so it comes out very interesting in this run, yeah. And when you make the bracha when before the kiyas the miyushin, which is according to the run, is not the ikat kiyas. Those are the kiyas that are just there. Lar v'sasat. When are you eating the kiyas? When are you eating the bits of shayfer? With the kiyas on Seder Brachas, by Musaf. Malchus Chayim Shayfer, right? So what's going on with the Brachas? So, you have a similar situation by Karpas. The Gemara Brachas says, the guy only has mar. He doesn't have celery, potato, radish, whatever you use for Karpas. And he only has mar. He only has chayin, a little lettuce, whatever. So what does he do? So Rafuna says, you make a bracha on the mara, bari pri adama, and eat it. And then, you make a bracha chilas matzah, by shas the suda. after chilas matzah, you make a bracha on the mara, al chilas mara. Rav Shech Chisda says, l'acha shmil kreisi mehemenu, chayzi mevarach alei. After you're ready, you stuffed yourself with the mara, yes, now you're going to make a bracha, you already ate mara, the carpets. How can you make a bracha? Al chilas mara, you already ate mara. Elmer Rav Chisda mekarim bracha by piradama. Now al chilas mara, and eat it for karpas. And then after matzah, you eat it again without a bracha. Zok Taisvis. Rav Chisda also holds that mitzvah shuts chavana. And meila, yeah, you're not yaitze if you're mitzvah chavana. So you weren't mechavin. By the first achilas karpas, what were you mechavim for? For karpas, not for maror, right? So, Meil, you're not yaitz maror with the first achila, yeah? When he ate tomorrow, only after my tzimatza, right? So Mela, so it comes out from Pista, that you make the bracha achilas tomorrow, b'shas achilas karmas, even you're not being yet tomorrow until afterwards. There's a huge hefsek between. So how can that work inside the bracha? So Taisa is that since Lamaisa, crazy svara. Since so if you ate maror, Hashem sometimes doesn't kill maror. You ate maror l'shem karmas, right? So sefko you ate maror, even you not be yaitz mitzvah maror. It's enough that the bracha al kills maror was chal. Memela, it's not going to be a hefsek anymore. That later on when you eat the maror l'shem maror, you kind of mitzvah. It's not going to be a problem with the bracha. It's not like the bracha you made b'chilas maror you made on then made a hefsek. No. The bracha was chal on the maror. They're not English a mitzvah. Yeah.
So the bracha is continuing.
We'll see about that also. Once the bracha is chal, if you talk, it's okay. Make right
there. Now that's going on.
So the bracha is chal on the achias maror is chal on the karpas, which is maror. Yeah, you eat maror, right?
Yeah.
But even though you're not being yaitze, that's a chiddush. You know, you're not being yaitze achilas maror now. You're not doing mitzvah. You do mitzvah later. Still, the bracha is chal. A male is no problem of hefsek. That's chiddush taisvah. Taisvah is midid haba. He brings a raya from kiyas demyumud, kiyas demyushev. He says, "Are you making a bracha shmoy kol shayfar? When are you making that by the kiyas demyushev before shmoy nesrei? Even though when he being yaitzi mitzvah the raya of shayfar." Jewish monastery, I'll say that brachas. Malchus Hanan Shaifris. Right? And still, you made a bracha before you lay not being Yitzhak. So you see, the bracha can be chal, even though it's not on the mitzvah. And then after, and then it's not being absent, and then later you do the mitzvah. And so, you see in Taisris, like the Ran, that the Iker mitzvah, Shaifri, be Makayim with the kids, the Mu'min. But yet, there's no problem with the bracha. That's like the Ram.
There's no mitzvot by the mitzvah of the son. It's not part of
it. It's not mitzvah. You have kind of a shayfer. You be marav besotin. I don't know if it's a mitzvah to marav besotin either. You be marav besotin because you want to get them all confused. However, that's working. But the point is, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a shayfer. That's clear in Taisus. It's clear in Taisus and clear in the Ram. Okay? Now, not all the Shayim are like that. Some Shayim that say, we'll see, that no, the Iker Shayfer is the Kiyas and Yushev, and after we do the Kiyas and Mu'min. It's like this. It's a very interesting minute of the Gainim that the Shayim bring down. Yeah? They used to blow from Malchus, Zacharias, and Shayfers. Yeah? So we do, each of them we do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. From Malchus, Zacharias and Shaifers. The Ga'ainim, the meaning of the Shivas of the Ga'ainim was, they blew for Malchias Tashrat, for Zacharias Tashat, and for Shaifers Tarat. Okay? Very strange minute. Okay? The only, right? Now, so all the Shaynim ask, one second, Hare Rabo was Masakin, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Right? Parshat, the Gemara says, Rabo is Masuk. What is true? Tara says, Zichron true. What does true mean? Is true Gnuchi Gonach? Or is it Yululi Lalal? Or is it Bo? The Hainu? Is it Gnuchi Gonach, like Bichkrechts, that you know, like that Shmarim? Or is it different ways of crying, right? Is it Yululi Lalal or Gnuchi Gonach? And then they ask, why you need both? Because maybe it's both. Maybe true means both ways of crying. But Pasha Pshat, Rabbo says a suffix. What does true mean? Either it's this or that or the other thing, right? So Mela, Mechayr, this way, this air. If you're gonna do Malchir is Tashrat, Shayfer is Tashat, Zachar is Tashat, and Shayfer is Tarat, then either way you're not gonna be Yaitzin. Because you only had three different types. And only one of them is right. So it means you didn't have three times shayfer. You need three times. Yeah? That's the kash all the shayinim are very much bothered by. Zok the Rif is keeping the bracha is not ma'akev. So you ready, Yaitzei, with the tkiyas? Yechiv tkiyas shayit for when were Yaitzei? Tkiyas dem yoshev. So now, now you're just blowing the larva as a satan. So meila, they were matriach. They were matriach, the tzibur. Now they sit through et tashrat tashat tashat tarat. And again, tashrat tashat tarat. And again, tashrat tashat tarat. They say, you know what? Amalchis tashrat, zchaynes tashat, and for shayfers tarat. That's akan divirit. So now, question is, but saif mo saif, there is a chiv to but you want to be kind in the midst of blowing al seira brachas. You're right, you're yezer the right. But there's dimin rabban to blow al seira, plus al seira brachas, and you didn't do that. You're supposed to blow from malchus, you're supposed to blow from zchayim, you're supposed to blow from shayfas, and you didn't do that. You didn't blow one of them, the two of them. You didn't blow. You only blew one of them. So how you kind that b'chal? So what? You don't have a child in tzibur. Say you don't have a child in tzibur. You want to do the mitzvah? Yeah. How are you doing the mitzvah? Zav deretva gemal ki yisai. Zav deretva. Zav deretva. Like this. If they tell me, bedavar. Also, Dibri Haggais. Also, Shabbat Dibri Haggais. Shasab Shemadin, Adam Yaitzu Cholech Ephemehen. Says Rabba first Teretz that, Haray, there's a sheeter of Haggai. Yeah? Moshe, you know of Haggai? The Balmar is now, no? Not the same Balmar. The much Balmar is over there. His daughter, okay. The much Balmar is over there. One that brings down the sheeter of Haggai is a very machudish chat in the Gemara. Yeah, you read the Gemara, it's almost impossible to read the Gemara, but it's Haggai. Haggai says, Rabbo is Mesaket, Tashrat, Tashat, Terat. Yeah, not because it's a suffix, what's called true. That's true is true, crying is crying. You cry, you cry, all that's crying, it's all good. Yeah, so Elamai, some people had the minute of doing the true. We do chua, do. So it's something both. So if all wanted to be that there should be one uniform minhag. You don't want clients all to have all different minhagim. You want that it should be uniform. The meila, you the masakin, everyone should do the same thing. But ba'etzem, mikra din, even if you hold mikra din, tashat works, tarat works, yeah, and tashrat works. That's all. They're all good. All good. So meila, zakrit ba. That's what the Rif means. Rif says, "Haray, Iker din shayv you already ate, yeah. And then you blew tashrat tashat tarat, you're good, yeah. You blew that three times, you're good, right? You did all of it, okay. Now, again, the rice already ate. Right? You want to be do al seder brachas, okay, very nice. But for that, not to be derech the tzibura, we'll do what you ate for the eved. Because even if I do tashrat." V'kulam am yaitz v'tashrat. So malchus do tashrat. The zvayin is I do tashrat. And v'shoyin is v'shoyin do tarat. I hear a blue shvarim trua, and here I blue shvarim, and here I blue trua. Yeah? Okay, they're all good. So me'el mikra did, they're all good. So al tirchel tzibura, we relied on a paygain that mikra din, either one works. That's what the Rva is mechaben when he's trying to answer the riff.
What
we see from this riff is that the Iker, the Rais of Tkiyas, when he Yaitza, with the Tkiyas to the Myusha, and the second one of his is the Irva Sad. Yamar Vasad, then the second one.
Does it matter?
I mean, does it matter?
Does it matter when which
Tkiyas? It matters. What do you mean? It matters.
Does it matter when which Tkiyas is being the part of the just one
of it. One is an Afmila Maisa, I don't know. According to Iran, first of all, it might be an Afmila with Gabi Mitzvah Shukhavana. Which case you have to have Kavana for? But the Yais of the Raisa. According to Iran, it's the second case. According to the Rif, it's the first case. You got an Afmila with Paschal Mitzvah Shukhavana. Okay? Now, what?
You have to
Okay, say it. Now, the Dvar, Lagabe, the Etzem, Chiddush of the Gainim, the Minig of the Gainim, the Malchis, the Shrat, Malchis, right, his Chorinus, the Shat, the Shepus, the Rat, and when asked, how are you not yet, say, says the Dvar, not the Teretz. Okay? Says the Dvar, not the Teretz. Also, he says the Teretz. He says that Tchias, the Seder, Brachis, are not there for the mitzvah of Shaif. Ella chaybas tefila b'tzibur. Lahalois tefila b'trua. We find by tainios, by the tefilas that had on tainios when they fasted for rain, they blew shayfer. Alright, they had the edelim besachs tainios, they added a whole series of brachas, and they blew shayfer. So we see that the concept of blowing shayfer is a concept being malo to tefila. It's also din in tefila. So Melech says the Ritva that when we talk about Tkiya Shayfer, for Mitzvah Tkiya Shayfer, okay, then Chazal learned that it has to be a Chua, and it has to be a Tkiya Lefana, a Tkiya Lechara. You have to do that three times. Yeah, then we have to know what's called Chua. But when we're talking about Tkiya Shayfer, which is enhancing the Tfila, which is the Maila Tfila Shemayim, Azazard, Shayfer doesn't have to have all the lachas of Tkiya Shayfer. Even in Tainis, even if you just have a Tkiya long batsim, it should work. You don't need Tkiya Trua Tkiya. So Meili says, so therefore the Gainim were not makbid for the Sveikis, because if you're not like a Vaigain, that you yaitse with each one, you miss a Tkiya Shayfer, but Lagame Tfila, for that, it's not a problem. So, Meir, that's why that's Yisrael says it involved the Minig Gainim, that by Malchus, the Shrat, by Zuchaynis, the Shat, and Shaifris, the Rat. Now, the Ramban also says this. The Ramban Gufa wants to say that this is Pshat the Rif. But the Ritva says there's a separate Teretz. The Ramban says Pshat the Rif. And the Rif says, Mishal Tircha, yeah? They were Matriach then to do. They already ate, yeah? So now Matriach then to do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat each time. What's a Pshat? Says the man, same besides the Ritva. He says, like this. The Brachas of Malchus and Brachas, Chol Ikron, about Chua is the same. Chem Betaynes, even like the Ritva, etc. Maybe Zariah, okay. Means right, a yoch is not chayiv knows it's only b'tzibur, because it's a din of tefila. Now, so since it's not, it means right, it's a chayiv b'tzibur, that shows that it's also tefila, not stam al if it's also tia shayfer, then even the yoch. It means right, so Meili says, oh, v'am leke tain, it's a tia called kol shu yotsu, idei asra shal brachis, but rosh l'atriach, he stoops that into the riff. When the Rif said, they didn't want Matriach then, since you already ate the Daraisa of Tkiya Shayfer, so what do you mean they didn't want Matriach you? They didn't want Matriach you because the whole Tkiya is only for a say for Al-Zdab, Al-Zadfil. Okay? Now, says Rabban, V'zeh tam yofe, mirape le'etzen, u'mosuk le'peh, imbos lod nach achrav kvar noam.
Run very much likes this one, yeah?
It's Tam Yofe, Merapel Etzem, Mosel Klepeh, Van the Van likes this one. So, now, the riff is another riff that says, like this. The question is, there's a lot of talk between the Tkiyistim Yoshev and Tkiyistim Omen. Right? The rabbi always announces, you know, whatever the Gabi announces, you shouldn't talk until after the last year, unless you go to the bathroom, whatever, Ashiyatzer, yeah. So the Rif brings down that the Gainim, the question was asked, Amavarach Yem Roshan Al Tkiya Shayfer, Bosa Sefer Torah. And he spoke out. He had to make another bracha when he spoke out. He had to make another bracha before the Tkiyas, the moment. He says, and the Gainim answered, Goyerim Ba, Bazeh. He screamed at him for doing that. But he doesn't have to make another bracha. Yeah? And he says it's not doing with the tefillin. The Gemara Menachah says, Chista says, "Soch by tefillah with tefillah." You speak out between tefillin shiyah and tefillin shalroish. Chayz mevarach. He's over there. Two different mitzvahs. Tefillin shiyah and tefillin shalroish. Two different mitzvahs. So meila, I made a bracha on one mitzvah. Yeah, and I have in mind it should also go on another mitzvah. So if I speak out between the bracha and the second mitzvah, then it's like I spoke out in the bracha of the first mitzvah. In other words, if I'm making a bracha on two different things, so then either way I did the first thing, say it. I make a bracha on shechita, let's say. I'm shechting two animals. I make a bracha, one bracha, I can shech both, right? But if I shechted one, then I spoke out, I have to make a new bracha. Because the bracha has to be directly chal on the second one. Mashenki says over here, it's one mitzvah. Yeah. So Mele says, it's like, so Mele, it's not done with the tefillah. Tefillah is two different mitzvahs. Mashenki may over here, it's one mitzvah. The lach is in one mitzvah, for example, Birkas Chametz, right? If you made a bracha, start checking the house. He didn't finish the mitzvah yet. And he spoke out. You make a new bracha? No. Chatchil, Mishbura says you shouldn't talk. Why? Only you shouldn't be distracted in your mitzvah Birkas Chametz. But mitzvah the bracha, that we say once the bracha is chal, just like in the middle of a suda, yeah? My wife's left in Aretz, so you can't talk until bending. Huh? He said, no, okay, everything right. The broth was chal, the first morsel of bread that you ate. And mainly, you continue. The same thing by a mitzvah. A mitzvah that has a hemshach once the broth was chal. And mainly, there's no problem of talking. It's only when two separate mitzvahs is a problem. That's the rip brings down. So now, so the truth of the matter is, I was wondering a little bit, yeah, if the Ramban said in the Rif before that the Tkiyas of Seira Brachas is only on Tzadabini, right? It's only on Tzadabini. It's the Bimala the Tfila. It's not Mitzvah Tkiyas Shaifa. So if it's not a mitzvah kiyah shayfer, what was the problem b'chalim talking? What's the problem b'chalim talking between the kiyah the miyoshev kiyah the moment? The kiyah the miyoshev, that's the mitzvah kiyah shayfer. Kiyah the moment is davening, right? It's not a mitzvah kiyah shayfer. So what's the problem b'chalim? What's b'chalim happening? The damit soch mitfilah tefilah, as in tefillin. Then you have to make new bracha. There it's a bracha because of mitzvah. The bracha is not going on the tkiyas the moment. So you have to say the chayyeh as a chiddush that, you know, even though it's only on davening, still the kana was the bracha should be on both.
Okay,
like my guess is
it's still a mitzvah for that. So you're still getting a mitzvah,
but
because
it's for davening, doesn't matter.
Why are you still getting a mitzvah? Doesn't matter what you do. Why are you still getting a mitzvah? What? I thought we said the only reason why we switched up the tkiyas is because of the
Kal.
It's not
going
to be
right. According to the Rif, the mitzvah tkiyah shayim b'yayitzah tkiyas d'miyoshev. Any tkiyas d'bo afterwards, who's in kai mitzvah? The kai mitzvah, l'ar v'sav. Nachi's mitzvah. Nachi made a mitzvah, l'ar v'sav. That mitzvah is kai, not kai mitzvah tkiyah shayim. Yeah? Actually, there's a shayla, right? Can you do a mitzvah twice? You do a mitzvah twice, and kai more mitzvah? Huh? Take a lulav twice. Any more mitzvah? Huh?
Well, the mitzvah is to be the mitzvah.
If I'm asking you, take a lulav twice. Took a lulav, take another lulav. Okay, mitzvah? Again? More mitzvah? There's a famous Reb Chaim. Chaim says no. Well, what's the case? Reb Chaim was asked, we have two esrims in front of you. One is a suffix morkov, a suffix, whether it's an esrim or not, maybe it was grafted with a lemon or whatever. But it's a beautiful esrim, yeah. And the other one is a pedigree esrim, but it's not mahud. It's kosher, but it's not mahud. Which one do you take first?
take the first one first, so that you're not yotzei your mitzvah. So that if you get to the mitzvah,
oh, make a very good. You make one bracha. Whichever you make a bracha the first one, of course. That we take the vadai kosher, which is not mahudr, so then you're ready yaitse. So then now after we take the mahudr one, you didn't do anything. You're ready yaitse. We take the suffix murka, which is mahudr, so then outside that it's hasri, you yaitse, you hid there. Afterwards, outside the urn yaitse, you yaitse afterwards the other one. Why is it in hefstik? Okay, they talk about that. Yeah, Akpam is the senior of Chayim. They can't do mitzvah twice. If you can do mitzvah twice, so say the happy cake and eat it too. Make the bracha on the vadai esrei, vadai kosher. And after you do the hiddur. So Akpamim.
People always ask the rabbi.
What? What?
People always ask the rabbi if they can shake their lulav after.
Right. So why are they doing that?
Is that purposeless?
What?
Yeah. So why are they doing that? It's like for no reason.
See, the only tzad, good question. The only tzad kilu that it would mean something is al tzad that maybe the esrog was puzzled, right? But just because the rav's esrog is a $500 esrog, your esrog is a $50 esrog, you know, this is much, much nicer. And finally, fear of chayim, you're right, fear of chayim is knowing it. Unless, you know, if it's a different type, it's a different type of esrog, you know, Moroccan or Yanava, this, Chazanish, what? No. I'm saying it's a different type of Esther, then you're not sure if the first one was really an Esther. There's a different, you know, that's what I'm saying today. But the Mice and the Briskas do that. The Briskas have penis right? Because each one's a different kind. I know, I'm saying the Briskas not going to have, like, you know, enormous amount of strike. So, no, there, because each one's a different kind. That Moroccan, this and that other one, different Pradesim, because they, in the Brisket Nerve and the Chayish, maybe Taka wasn't the other one throwing the strike. Okay, that's okay. Right now, so. Okay, I'm just skipping a drop. Middle page 3. Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah Gimel Beis brings down a minhag of the yeshivas that what we said before, that is the Malchus Tashrat, Tzchayna is Tashat, and Shaif is Tarat. So Taisvis says, so Taisa says, the minute what we mentioned before, the minute is the chayr of the shver minute, because you should do tashrat, 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 and each one, like we do. Oh. Then he brings down, that's from the Aruch, let's talk how you do, what we do. You do tashrat, 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 etc. Now, Zog Taisa is, there being a time, so, right, again, we said that everyone has a problem with Goyim, how do you do this? Tashrat Tashrat Tarat. So we had the Ritzvah, the Rav Haigai, that you answer either way. So that's one answer. Rabbeinu Tam made a pshar. Rabbeinu Tam said, instead of doing Tashrat Tashrat Tarat, Malchus Kohen Shofar, you do Tashrat Tashrat Tashrat. Just once. And we do for each one Tashrat Tashrat Tarat. Rabbeinu Tam, the Goyim did Malchus Tashrat, Kohen Tashrat, Shofar Tarat. Rabbeinu Tam said, A third sheet. V'malchus tashrat, zechorinus tashrat, and v'sharifus tashrat. So he says, why? Because this way, at least you'll be yaitzeh. Why? Because even if you're is a suffix, maybe it's really shvara, maybe it's really trua. But he says that, okay, you did tashrat. So I have a shvara, and I have a trua there. El might want to say, it's a hefsek. Okay, so he says, for that, again, I think maybe it goes bigger than your rights already before. So for hefsek, we're not going to be chayshish for the hefsek. Okay? But that's your Ben Tam, Meir Benu Mirah, to do Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. Now, it's interesting to note, right? Surprisingly enough, Ramah Paskins are very tough. Yeah? All over the whole world, everyone does, right? The Shat, the Shat, the Rat, each one. Yeah? But it was shocking to me, right? Where this comes from. Yeah? In the Mechaber, in the Ramah, there's no mention of Shadim. Yeah? Ramah says, Matzah Shleach Tzibur, the Matzah Shleach Tzibur, Taken al Seder Brachas, Malchis Nashrak, the Mechaber means now the Gainim. Yeah? This crazy sheet of the Gainim, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat.
What? How did
they get 400? Wait. It says the time for 400 on the Gainim?
Wait.
The Mechaber. Does it say the Torah? No. I'll tell you where it comes from. Because Mechaber, you're right, there's no 100 Kailas. Malchus Tashat, Zechonis Tashat, Shaifers Tarat, Zeu. Easy life. Yeah? Now, that's a Mechaber. Zot Ramah. I'm sorry, it says a Mechaber. Ba'achshav Noegin, Litkoil Malchus Tashat, Sholish Baman. Even a fourth minute, yeah? If a malchus you do tashrat 3 times, zechorin is tashrat 3 times, and a shayf is tarat 3 times. Zot Ramah, yesh aimrim, should take tashrat the malchus, pamachas, v'chein the zechorin and the shayf is, v'chein the minute is eil. Ramah says, the minute by the Ramah was, Rabbeinu Tam, once tashrat, and once Tashrat, Malchus Chayin Shayfis, just Tashrat. Yeah? That you read Mechaber Ramah, Zeu. That's the whole thing. Either it's Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat, or Tashrat, 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 Tarat, 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 or Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. Yeah, so those are three sheetahs.
That means that you'd say with the key is three initials? Because
they're not discussing that. Whatever Teretz we have for the Goyim, whatever the Teretz we have, so you had that by Miyoshu. By Miyoshu, we have 30 kailas. That's not a question. They're not discussing here's the moment now. Now, Zot the Mishnah Bura, Shashalot Kosa, Aderech Hamufber, Litkaya, Hashrat, Hashat, Haran, Lamalfiyos, Bechen Zechren, Bechen Zechayfris. Yeah? And after Amis Miros, again, to be mashed with Meir Kailas. Yeah, okay, but Mechaber, there's no remnants. Mechaber Ramah, what we do doesn't exist. It's all based on the Shalom, the Shavur brings down, and that was the meaning of Bad Ramah. The meaning of the poem was Tashrat, 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 Zeu. Oh, it's Pella, no? Fascinating. So, now, okay, Moshe wants to hear about the Baal Mar.
Okay, what's the suffix in the old Tashrat, Tashrat,
what?
What's the suffix
in the old Tashrat? What? In Rain Town? What do you mean?
The Iker was
the way that's the pretend of Rain Town. How does that work? So Rain Town says, again, he's going to be Baker, you're ready, I'd say. Like the Rain. Elamai, we're doing our Seder Brochus. So he says, Hare, you're blowing a Shvara in your Tashrat. And you're blowing a trua in your tashra, right? So you have all the sveikas of a bow. Maybe when there's a hefsik, let's say it's really shvarim, you're doing tashra, so the trua is a hefsik between the shvarim and the last trua. He says, okay, for this we're not going to be chayshish. We're not going to be a hefsik, it's not make credit. That's a bantam. Okay? Now, comes along the Baal Mar. He has a whole different look at the whole suit. Mamish, totally different look and wholesome. What does he say? He says, yeah, what we do, and we have kiyas, the miyusha, we blow before musaf, we blow 30 kailas, yeah, tashrat, tarat 3 times. He says, that's not medin the Gemara. What we do is not what the Gemara is talking about. Yeah? He said, "Lahoy came in Talmud. El minhu shein daris achrayim. Mishum chaylin, mishum anusin. The yaitz mukd mezak nesses. Why do we do this? Because they're old people and sick people. They couldn't. You know, it's very long davening. They can't handle it anymore. So they left before they blew shayfer by musaf. You know, they quickly davened musaf and they went home. That's it. So because of them, we're masakin this new takana of blowing. Of blowing tears to Yoshim, or we call them tears to Yoshim. The Meila, and because of that, also they made up a bracha. The bracha, Shaykh Hashem says, the Tkaya, the Shmaya called Shaifer, that's a bracha that's not, that doesn't come from the Gemara. That's a later institution. Yeah? Says the Balamar, Mizmana Talmud, in the time of the Gemara, what was done, says the Baal Amar, that Tkiyas the Miyushiv is the Tkiyas Al Seder Brachas. Why is it called Tkiyas the Miyushiv? Because they have Shatz Chazars and Shatz. Yeah? Even though the Shatz is standing, but everyone else is sitting. I guess it's Sapa Chazars and Shatz. Yeah? Okay? So that's what's called Tkiyas the Miyushiv. Here's the moment that the Gemara says, "Lama Taygu Shem Yeshu, B'chayzu Taygu Shem Aydim." That's after Shemini Esrei, after davening. Yeah, Ha'isa Minu Biyadam Shei Taygu Ha'isa Kishay Yeretz Mezek Neses. That's why it's the moment. They're already on their way out. Kanshinim Se B'chibur Gainim Number of Sadia Achdos Moshe Marin Through Gedayil and Arav Esaten V'zeh Sha'amar Kan Mesayim Shlich L'Tzibura Tiyasu Ben Avna V'sham Inish Kol Unyim Mikal Tiyut the QA. This is what Moshe is going to buy a shofar for. That everyone was like blowing, and that was the big balgan. Everyone was blowing, and that's the key is the moment. That's the key is the moment. There, everyone's standing up, ready, running out. That's his extra keys. Mamela, Mefizeh, he says. The Rif says, Chatchil, you shouldn't talk between the key is the moment. The key is the moment. Why? Nachshashal's bracha. Right, so Chatchil, you shouldn't be mafshig out the bracha. Yeah, so merely scream at the guy. Says the Baal Mar, what bracha? What are you talking about? The bracha we make on the tkiyas the miyushiv has nothing to do with tkiyas the moment. There is no bracha. Why is there no bracha? Says the Baal Mar, the birchas hashayfer is the bracha. Malchus chanesh hashayfer is that is the bracha. That is the bracha of shayfer. Malchus Chanesh Shayfer is that the brachas of Musaf, that is the brach of the Shayfer.
So it's not on the Yishuv. There's no brach. What? She is from Yishuv.
What?
So there's no brach on the Tkiyas Yishuv.
There is the Tkiyas Yishuv is the one Malchus Chanesh Shayfer is. I mean the moment after the avening.
Before the avening.
No, there is a brach. That's not the Gemara. Again, in time of the Gemara. By Musaf, they got up and they blew. Where's the bracha? The tefillah itself is the bracha. Okay? It means there is no birchas and mitzvah on Tkiyas Shayfer. Now, because of all people, some people, they were out of there, so they were masakin the dog before. And they made a bracha. So the bracha that you're making is only on those. There's no shayla. I talk between the Tkiyas and Yoshev, or we call Tkiyas and Yoshev, Tkiyas the Mumid, which Ma'amar calls Tkiyas the Yoshev. There's no half between the bracha and the tkiyah. Those brachas have their own bracha. Those tkiyahs have their own bracha.
Why can't you make two brachas if you're ready?
You're not making two brachas.
What the mamar nowadays?
Same. You're those brachas you're making anyway. It's not like you're making a new bracha. But the chiddush, those brachas are the brachas of Shemesh, and Azra and Shreifers. The chiddush is that those brachas function as a birchas and mitzvah as well. That's the knack of the mouth. What? Stop, so Moshe is going to have kamana. He became chassid of Balmar. Okay, yeah. Now, the Ritva argues, and he says, he has much kashi of Balmar, that it says, why is there kashem oimdin? Oh, right, hold on. He has gotten kashas. Gemar says, yeah, it says, Lama taikin umariyim v'taikin k'shem yayishvin. V'taikin umariyim v'taikin k'shem ayimdin. Says, v'vats mashma, that it's the same blowing. Because Balmar, it's a whole different thing. Anyway, whatever. Agapanim,
What about when it's not the same bracha because you have another bracha?
No, no, meaning the blowing that you're blowing after davening. It sounds like it's. I think from the Devarav Hez Mashma, they didn't even blow, they didn't necessarily blow the shrat the shat the rat. They were just like blowing, like they were just blowing their heads off. Like the Gemara says, you couldn't hear yourself think because it was everyone just blowing shayfer. That's what it sounded like in the Devarav. It's not blowing Baal, no? It's not blowing, okay? Now, so therefore the Devarav says, no, Avada, Kiyas Miyoshev is before the brachas. And here's the one to say the brachas. Oh, he says like this. It says, oh, and that is about a masking to the Baal Amar. If it was masking to the Baal Amar, again, with Baal argues Baal Amar, it's crazy Kiddush. Kis Miyoshev means like us, Kis Miyoshev, Kis Mumin is also the brachas. But Grada, the Ritva is masking to the Baal Amar that the brachas of the Kis the Mumin, the brachas of Mount and Shayim, could function as Kis the Mumin. It could function as Kis the Mumin. As the brachas of the Kis the Mumin. Yeah? Now, the Ritva argues on the Baal Amar as to what does Miyoshev mean, what does Mumin mean. Miyoshev means like us. Before davening, before Shemar, before. And Mumin is the Aser HaBrachas. But he's masking to the Ritva that the Birchas HaMitzvah of the Tkiyas, of the Mumin, could be from the Aser HaBrachas, from the Mahatma of Shaifers. It means Raya, he says, by Abba Rabba. Yeah? Why is no Bracha on Krishna? You know, we have a lot of Brachas Krishna, right? I got a lot of brachas. Why is no bracha shek rishonu? Because it's simanu. Likur shma. While kriyashma. Says Ritva that the bracha of Abba Rabba, since we have brachas shvach, yeah, right next to kriyashma, so mela, somehow that pathes you from the bracha. So mela says Ritva. Same thing also by Mahal Shechris. And the bracha of Malchus Shaifres will pater the Birkas HaMitzvah. Now.
So the bracha will say that brachas will go on the Tkiyas HaMitzvah?
No. The bracha, you make Kondrit Vavada, Ikad Kanawa, Yeritza, the Birkas HaMitzvah on Tkiyas HaShaifres, on Miyoshev. On the woman, He's going in a case where you're only blowing one without the other. So then he's going to be making a bracha. Okay. Now, the Rishonim, Taisus, other Rishonim, have a big question. Gemara says, why is the problem of Baal Taisus? You know, I'll be Maisiv on the mitzvah. Take five minim by Luv and Esrit. You're about Taisav. So why is the problem? How can you blow again? Luchayr is about Taisav. Is it Frag and Olu Rishayim? So Taisav, he says, there's no about Taisav when you're doing a mitzvah twice. He says, even though the Gemara says, Moshe, my brother's Kayin. Yeah? If a Kayin adds a bracha, yeah? You know, he's in a good mood. You know, instead of just the three brachas, he wants to add another bracha. Why not? See, they're about Taisav. Yeah? Now, Abba's a Taisav. If he does it twice, yeah? If he does the whole Brachos Chayinim again, yeah? Then he's not about Taisav. Why? Because Dr. Taisav, Baal Taisav means, yeah, you listen to what I say. Baal Taisav is you're being Maisav in the mitzvah. Meaning, you add an extra bracha. You add an extra min. Well, let's even add extra kailas in your shayfer. Yeah? Right. Then you're, you know, you have five shvarim or something like that. No. Then you're about to ice it. Right? But to do a mitzvah twice, that's not about to ice it. About to ice it means mitzvah in the mitzvah. In the way the mitzvah is done, the surah of this mitzvah, I'm adding to it. I put on 5 bat in my tefillin. Yeah? And the Gemara says, Maltaisa. You add it to the mitzvah. Doing mitzvah twice is not Maltaisa, but the Gemara says mitzvah. You're doing mitzvah twice. Yeah? That's Shittas Taisus. Yeah? So, maybe that's why it's no problem with Kiyas the Miyushu, Kiyas the Mum. So, great thought. Yeah, it's not Maltaisa only when you be Maltaisa on your own. A kind, it's Maltaisa Bracha. Or the Gemara asks, Yashu Besukha Bishmini Yoki. You're adding an extra day. Sleeping in the sukkah, that's got a whole b'shaila about sleeping in the sukkah, or eating sukkah on Shemina Teres, in Chutzlaretz. Right? Why is it a problem about Taisiv? Right? So says the Ritva, that's not a problem. Why? If you're doing it because Chazal said to do it.
Sorry, why would that be a problem?
What?
Why would that be a problem?
Why would it be?
Would that?
Theoretically?
Yeah.
Well, the Gemara said, Yoshim b'sukkah b'shmini, you'll get to Eretz Yisrael. Right? We Eretz Yisrael is only 7 days.
Yeah.
Yeah? So if you sleep in the sukkah on the 8th day, right? Which is Sukkot Torah, right? So then the Gemara says you get Malkus. Because you're adding to the mitzvah, you're adding a day. You're adding a day to Sukkot. That's Malkus. So, says the Ritva, that's only if a guy sleeps in the sukkah on the 8th day, meaning the 8th day there is a show. But if you're doing it with Safik, you're doing it because the Chazal said, Chazal Masaki Yantam Shani. Chazal Masak an extra day. So therefore, anytime you're doing it because of Chazal Masak, that's not about Taisa. So in Chutz La'aretz has got a whole discussion whether you sleep in the sukkah or at Chassidim they only eat, they make Kiddush and they go, which is some disaster, okay? Hope it's not your minute. Because the Gemara says, Shmini, yeah? That's your minute?
Wait, the second day? When do they do
on Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret is in America.
Yeah.
Okay, the Gemara says, the Din of the Gemara, Mesiv Yasminon, Bruchi Loim Barachino. You sit in the Sukkah Masafik, you can't make a Bracha Masafik. Okay? So we have to sit in the Sukkah. Fairish Gemara. Okay? Now, sleeping in the Sukkah, the guy ain't slept in the Sukkah, but that, most people don't sleep in the Sukkah, and there they say, because it's Nirik about Taisiv, because. Okay, but then we're getting over off on a tangent. Hakaponim says the Ritva, by Kiyas the Mu'min, Kiyas the Miyoshev, it's not about Taisiv, because Chazal said to do it. I'm not doing it to be Maisiv, I'm doing it because I have a mitzvah to listen to Chazal. And. Oh, then the Ritva throws in another Svara. And it's interesting, it's a little shred to me. Hare Ritva was the one that told us that what is the gather of the tears, I'll say that brachis, it's midin tefillah, right? So Ritva throws that in over here. Chayz is separate teretz. If you hold it, the tear of the moment, it's not, you're not yaitza mitzvah tears shy for that. What are yaitza? Tefillah. Not his mitzvah. The boss mitzvah. Of being mildly at with a tkiya. So that mitzvah, it's not Maltaisim. That's not tkiya Shaifer. Where's the Maltaisim? Chayat Shvinu Teretz. Maltaisim is, I'm being mildly at tkiya Shaifer. Yeah? I'm not being mildly at tkiya Shaifer. I'm being mild my tfil, but here. I said, like a dinus. Right? So it both throws in this svara, but not mash, but both is a separate svara. It should be separate tarets. Right? Top, akapanim, minishvi, is a rajbo over here also, but the rajbo over here goes like a ritva. But the rajbo is interesting. The rajbo says that. You're also only doing it on your own, it's about Taisiv. But he says, Mash Amlu Chacham B'Tiknu L'Tzarech Ein Bal Taisiv D'Kfar Amr Taira Apitar Sheirucha. Yeah? And then he says also, what about Bal Tigra? Yeah? Rosh Hashanah Chalias B'Shadis. What's it then? Bo Shaifer? No. I L'Chari, it's Bal Tigra. It's Bal Taisiv and Bal Tigra. Can't add the mitzvah, you can't detract from mitzvah. Take three minim in the lulav, you're about tigra. take five minim, you know, about Daisen. So Melis says the Rajva, how could Chazal come along and say, you can't blow Shofar in Shabbos? Why? Shem Yemer and Dalan Amis. Why is it about Tigra?
You
have
Chid
Boshar. It's about Tigra. Chazal tell you, go with kindness. It's about Tigra. It's still about Tigra. Why not? Why not? Okay, so there is a sheet that is a Tigra. That argues the Raj. We want to say it's not we're taking, you take three, not the four. But okay, the is a whole sugya by itself. But the point is, the Rajma says, Elamai says the Rajma. The Torah, we have a chiv, listen to Chazal. The same Torah says, don't be about Torah, says, listen to Chazal. I the Chazal himself. It says, it's Mishmarati, they have a chiv to make the Dari. So, Grada, the Torah then asks the Rajma, yeah, the Rajma tells me it's about Tigra, by not doing a mitzvah, yeah? It's about Tigra, by not doing a mitzvah. So every time a guy's a battle mitzvah, he doesn't put on tefillin today. Yeah? He woke up late, he has Korot the Seder, he doesn't put on tefillin. So it says, Mandom that the Lapshem and Maisa, like in Allah, he should get Malkus. He's Ayyub Baal Tigger going to the Rajma. As they affect the Torah, but here, Kasha. If you don't put on tefillin, according to Rabbi, you're about Tigra. But Rabbi says, if you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos, that's me about Tigra. We have Teretz, and it's not about Tigra because it's Chazal and Masakin. From Ad Sam Kiel, it's about Tigra, what? I'm Teretz, about Tigra. But they have Mitzvah, no, Tigra is not about Mitzvah. What?
Shabbos is
about
Tigra.
What is Talmud Teretz about Shabbos?
It doesn't
have the same
kaiches. It's not equal.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but we'll if you want, we'll talk about it in the Rashi. So, Al-Kabanim, that is the Rajva, and the Maisa, you know, like the Betzim, Rian, Shari, Chuba, which is like the Rajva, that every time, it comes out very Bechish in the Rajva. We have this light. Every time you don't do a mitzvah, besides being over, you mevatel the mitzvah, you also over on Baal Tigra. Okay? So, in this week's parasha, we had the parasha of Tshuva. The pasuk says, Ya mitzvah zois. Ya mitzvah zois. What? Asher noichi mitzvah b'cha ayoin lo nefles hi mimcha. It's not in the Shemayim yet to go, how you get there. It's not on the other side of the ocean. What is this talking about? What is the mitzvah hazayis? This mitzvah, what mitzvah? Rabban says, we're talking about the mitzvah tshuva. Because early on it said, "Bashav Yisrael Lebecha." Says Ramban, "The mitzvah Azayis is the mitzvah of tshuva." The Chayyim Rashi says not like that. Rashi says it's going on Torah, and that's the Chayyim Rashi says it's Gemara. It's more an error. The Gemara says that said, "Lo b'shemayimi, lo me'aver liyam." Right. Lev Shemayimi says the Gemara. Lev Shemayimi, Shim Shemayimi. Rashi means that Rashi Chumash. At the Tzarich Lao Zacharech. Yeah. If the Torah wasn't the Shemayim, yeah, you would have a chiyuv to figure out a way how to get up there and get it. Make a rocket ship. I don't know. You have to figure out how you can do it. V'lei Mei V'liam. At the Tzarich Lao Zacharech. You don't have to go to the other side of the world for Torah. Rava says, "Loi b'shemayimi, loi tim tzatayra b'mish magbi daitoi o alei k'shemayim." You're not going to find Torah about guy. But loi b'shemayimi, not the guy. There's no up to the sky. But loi me'ebel yam, that you're not going to find Torah by businessmen. They're me'ebel yam. They're doing business in the far east. So Chariz Parish Gemara, that Mitzvah Azayis is talking about Tair Lev Shalayimi. Lev Merv Eliyam, it's talking about Tair, it's Rashi Uvi says. So, question is, how does the Ramban deal with that? Oh. So I saw Ruch Olshin over here has a Mahalach. It means that the Medrash, Chazal and the Pasuk, Shabbat Shuv in the Haftarah, we said, Shuv Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elkecha, Ki Chashalta Baba Inecha, Ki Chu Imochem Dvarim, V'shuvu El Hashem. Yeah, it's not just a song. Because they start singing now. Yeah. So Medrash says, Chazal say, what does it mean, Kui Machim Devarim, Veshuva? What are these Devarim? They're supposed to come with, take these words and do Tshuva. Ein Devarim, says Chazal, El Divrei Taira. Shenemar, Eila Devarim. Right? Chumash Devarim, Eila Devarim, Shadibra Hashem. Yeah? I'm sorry, it's Hadvarim Eila, Dibra Hashem, Akol Kalcha. And all the other Chazal, the Medrash, Rabbi says the other parts. El Dvarim Shadibra Hashem. So in other words, what are Chazal saying? That the way to do tshuva is dafka ayde tayr. And Chaim Elazin, Shar Aleph, Shar Dalet, Per Laman Aleph says the ikka tshuva, tshuva ma'avi says can only come ayde tayr. The avos atayra, that's the only way you can get the tshuva ma'avi. So that's what we say. Ashveinu avinu sar secha, v'kaveinu makeinu l'boyde secha, v'achazireinu b'shuvu shleim ofanecha. We start off, Hashveinu avinu sar secha, after that, v'achazireinu b'shuvu shleim ofanecha. V'chaim v'loshe. He says, that's not the bracha. Ayidei Taira, that's the only way they can really come to proper tshuva. That's he says, really the Lashon HaZayir is like that. Zayir says, Is Barnash, Lebos of the Yosem Mechetov, Meskapele Iu, Ozob Derech Mitzvah, Mesasek, Chokaycha, Betechil Lechim Mekodesh Burku, Dozochel Tshuva Tatoi, Is Barnash, Lebos of the Mescharit Mechoyvet. First, after he has Harata, Vyavet Tshuva, Is Asik by Raisa. After he does Tshuva, he should be Oiska Betayra, Betechil Ruchimi, with Yira, Avakash Baruch Hu, Lemas Chal Pras, and that's the shleimus of the tshuva. That's the tshuva Eloi. The tshuva of the full tshuva has to be with Tyre. Oh, he wants another Maramakim. The Gain's brother, Nakdom, he has a sefer called Mal Satayr. Yeah, very, very nice. And you meet all the meeting kabbats all the mamarim about the chshuvas of Torah, and the Yitzchak Isaac Chover has a pirush on it. It's a very chashuv sefer. He writes that kol ikar geder tshuva vaschalos hi haTorah shetis ala timamayim rachachmenu Torah v'mivu dey zehiris v'pinchas ben yar. He means the desire man the rochik meiraisa, someone that's rochik from the Torah. He distanced himself from the Torah. He's rochik mekutche brichu. He distanced himself from Kosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So he says he efshel lava the shum maila or imida taiva or shum davar yir rachai deitar. Only on the Torah can come to any milas. Any milas. Oh, just one more thing. He's a fascinating ma'isa with the Chavetz Chaim Yisrael Salanter. They were once, Chavetz Chaim was much younger, obviously, but they once in convention or bana, whatever. So they were in the same place. So the Yisrael Salanter was in a room right next to the Chavetz Chaim. So Yisrael Salanter. He wanted to hear what was Yisrael doing at night. So he puts his very, thin walls. Yeah. So he was listening. So Slata was saying, he was going over the Mishnah. It says, "Udlo yalef katola chayim." Someone that doesn't learn is chayim misa. Mishnah of us. So Rishol Slata was asking to himself, "How could it be? How can it stand that such a terrible ayin from Bittul Torah, chayim misa from Bittul Torah? What's the shot?" The Rishol Slata was asking himself, and he answers. He says, listen to this, it's scary, yeah? He says, Batsim, Nefesh hachitasi tamus. Shalom, he says, that's a person that died, this is a bear, he should die. Right? You're the Rasa Hashem, you have a king. King tells you to do something, and you don't do it. What's it then? You get killed on the spot, right? He tells you to do something, you don't do that. Yeah, pick up that thing for me, yeah? I dropped something, pick up me. No, I'm not interested. Boom, he's dead. No question that, right? Nefesh HaKadai Zidamas. Says there's also a man, Otztok Aslan Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bir Yashar. Ba'amru, Yas the Tshuva, Mishchap Loi. Ba'derich HaYechid Lo Tshuva, Believe in the Torah, says the Rishol. This is where the Chofetz Chaim overheard Rishol Aslan talking to himself. The only way to have Tshuva is with Believe in the Torah. So Mele, that's why the Mishnah says, Udlo Yalev, if you don't learn, Gitala Chayim, Yichayim Misa. Why? Not for not learning. Yichayim Misa, because Nefesh HaKadas, Tamuz. The only way to the Elamayin is the Tshuva. You don't have Tshuva with learning. So Mela, he says, Mela, it's really not a Stira. The Gemara, the Ramban, is not a Stira. The Gemara says that Mitzvah Azai is Tugma Teira. The Ramban says, Mitzvah Azai is Tugma Tshuva. It's not a Stira. Teira without Tshuva, Tshuva without Teira, doesn't work. Mela, it's a Shlemus of a Teira with the Tshuva. That brings some kapara.